Simen Mimvav Halacha Chafaf. Mish ima kirin oisa shuhu mokhsa bakashris, also looking at some men of yayin or shard varm, sheish lochosh behem l'isra. Someone who is not known to his level, to what level of kashris the person holds of or does, you're not allowed to buy from yayin or other items that we suspect are forbidden. Miu im nisarach etzlay oichli my kol shalay neidel loishu chashon. Also, you can go to him while one does not know whether he is observant or not. You can eat in his house because most of these people are careful with their own food. There's another member that says you should not eat with a person in his house if he's a chashon. Halacha chaf beis. Yesh zarim el aniach lebeis ayvik achavim kli sheyesh lacha shem neshtamish bay. You should be careful not to leave in a guy's house a utensil, a pot, because of the suspicion that he might use it for something that's aser. Vafil nasan l'uman l'saknay, and even to a craftsman to fix it, yesh lacha shem neshtamish bay, if you're a chayshish, then he might have used it. Yasa sheyesh chacham, you should ask a sheyesh chacham. Halacha chaf gimel. L'pa'amim leichon ayv kapois. Sometimes during Shechita, they take the bird, they bound it, and they throw it on the floor to stun it, that it shouldn't jump around, move around when they shecht it. And afterwards they shecht it. It's an Isser Gomer. A behema oif that falls down regularly, ein loy heter, it's not mutter, ad shirayin, achakach, shahalach, arba amas, helach yafa, till we see it walks a normal four amas. Not walking around in a circle, walking a straight, normal four amas, because you chayshish that might become a treifa. V'gam k'savim v'agalim tzrich mazar b'zem oidim, by k'savim and agalim, which are sheep and calves, you should also be very careful for this as well.